Well, hey, everybody, welcome to our online service. My name is Josh Erickson, and I'm one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. And every time we gather, I'm so grateful to have this time with you. But I want to say a special welcome to you as we're beginning our Advent and our journey to Christmas. And we are hoping that this season is a great time for you and for everyone that you love. Well, today we're beginning that journey to Advent, and we're looking at how important it is for all of us to be people of peace when the Prince of Peace has come into the world and what that looks like in our lives. Well, waiting and being patient is something that many Americans and people in general are actually not very good at. I don't know about you, but I know that I'm not very good at being patient at times, and I'm not very good at waiting either. We can get anxious, we can get desiring faster results, we can find ourselves getting angry when things aren't going at the speed that we want them. But sometimes we just have to wait and we have to be patient. Now, other times we have more agency over what's going on in our lives and we can act and we can make things happen more quickly. But being waiting and being patient is a part of the journey that we have in many days. And that's part of what this season that we're in, as we make this run up to Christmas, is about for us. We're waiting for Christmas. We're waiting for the celebration of Jesus' birth. We're waiting for the fun that comes, and we have to be patient as we wait. But that's not the only thing that we're waiting for in this season. We are reminded in this season of Advent, where God is promising us one other thing, which is that we're waiting for Jesus to come again. Now, when we say that, what we mean is that that's a second part of the promise that God makes to us in Christmas, is that God has come once, and we're waiting for God to come again. But when we say that, what does that mean? Well, we have to understand what it means for God to have come the first time, and that's what we're looking at when it comes to Christmas and Advent, is we're celebrating that God came once, and we hope for God to come again. Now, as we wait for this, it helps us to remember and go back to the people that were waiting on God to take some action back 2,000 years ago. We can pinpoint the date but they had no idea. Now, let's remember this particular situation that Jesus was born into. They didn't see it coming. We look back on it and we can say, oh yeah, that's when it happened. But they were just waiting. The people of Israel were waiting. There were people in Rome that were waiting for something to change because things weren't going well for most people. And in particular, the people of Israel had been going through a rough patch for several hundred years. Now, this was preceded by several hundred more years, maybe 1,000 years, when things weren't going well for them for a very long time. In fact, actually, what they thought is that they were abandoned by God. In that time that we think of as the time before Jesus, in those few hundred years, the people of Israel had been conquered by many empires. Then they thought that God had abandoned them because they got conquered again and again and again. Because they thought that when the armies would come, that was God's way of punishing them. And then for their perception of things, God was then silent because nothing was changing and nothing was getting better. And it's in that very moment that God sent Jesus to come. Now, in the time that it was happening, they didn't know what was happening. Most people didn't even know that it was happening. But we hear about this beautiful message that came to the shepherds in that field. And they had a very important word of peace having come into the world. Now, you think shepherds, and I'm sure some of you are thinking, like, is this a Christmas Eve sermon? No, it's not. We're trying to set the stage for what it means for there to be peace on earth and God's will to come true for all people. Because that's the message that was given that night, that God had brought peace into the world and had done this amazing thing. Well, when we look at this story, we can miss the centerpiece of the story is actually what the angels share with the shepherds in that moment. As the literary experts and the biblical scholars point out, when you're looking at Luke chapter 2, there isn't really much about Jesus. Actually, there's quite little fanfare about his birth. It basically says he was born, his mother wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. And then it pivots to the scene where the shepherds are out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks. And then it gets very interesting. At first, it says in Luke chapter 2 that one angel shows up and makes this beautiful pronouncement that says that on this very day, in the city of David, the king of the world has been born, that his name is Jesus, and he is going to be the Messiah, the Christ. Now, Messiah, the Christ, the Lord, is how he's described there. And they promised to him, and this is how you're going to know that this is him, is because you're going to find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Now, this would have been stunning news to the shepherds, period, if they even understood what was being told to them there. And it would have been crazier news for anybody that they told it to, because God had been quiet, they think. God, would have, they thought, had abandoned them. And they didn't understand that what was happening in that moment was that the Prince of Peace was being born. And not only was the Prince of Peace being born, but God was bringing peace into the world, a perfect peace that they had been waiting for. They didn't know it had happened, but it did. And so in that very moment, there becomes peace on earth, and God's will, or goodwill for all, starts to emerge. Now, we love the story because it says there that in Luke chapter 2 that the shepherds then go and find Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and Jesus is in the manger, and they have all of their vision is then confirmed, and they leave, and Mary ponders these things in her heart, and the shepherds then go on praising God. But let's remember that that story doesn't stop there. That story continues on in an amazing way, and the waiting begins again. Now, this time, the waiting then takes about 30 years to develop, when Jesus then does his thing and has his earthly ministry, as we call it, and brings about the ultimate provision of peace when God defeats the power of sin and death. All of this shows us how important it is for us to understand that that's what God was doing, is that when God brought Jesus into the world, he was bringing about a peace that would transcend all things. That he was bringing about a peace that was going to bring about the restoration of the world. That he was bringing about a peace that was going to be here for all people. And as we wait to celebrate Christmas again, and as we wait for God's return, and we don't know when that's going to be, we need to remember that we wait with purpose and we wait with expectation. And we wait knowing that God has called us to bring peace into the world for everybody else. Because when you're given a gift by God, God's expectation and hope for us is that we're going to give that gift to others. And the gift that God gives to us is peace. And the gift that God expects us and hopes that we'll give to others is peace as well. And it begins by us claiming and clinging to that hope we have that this is true and that God has brought us this peace. But it continues and expands when we share that peace with others. When we share the story of hope, when we share that story with others of how God has changed our lives, when we share a story with others about how God has brought more peace into our relationships, when we share with others what it looks like when God has done more for us so that we can do more for others. And when we wait with this kind of expectation, then we don't make other people wait for God's peace, because we help God's peace become true now. Now, we're gonna all wait for the big peace and the big return. But until that time, God wants us to receive that gift of peace and share that with others. So in this season of Advent and Christmas, as we prepare, let's wait with expectant hearts, knowing that God is hoping and expecting that we will share this gift of peace with others. God gave that peace to you, not so that you could hold on to it, not that I could hold on to it, but so that we could share it with others. Let's embrace that gift of peace so that we can share it with one another. Would you please pray with me? God, we thank you so much that you are a God who is generous and loving and caring, and that you loved us and were generous enough to give us this gift of peace. And God, help us to receive this gift so that we might be able to then share it with others. Holy God, we give you thanks that you are a God who trusts us and that you're a God who's with us. And as we seek to be responsive to your trust, help us indeed, God, to be people who share that peace with others. Help us to embody your best. Help us to embody the teachings of your Son. Help us to embody what it looks like to love people every day. And in this season of waiting, as we wait for Christmas, as we continue to wait for you to come again, help us to do so in a way that we make the best use of the life that you have given to us so that all people might come to know your peace through our lives. We pray this in your name. Amen.